Which of you shall have a friend? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the first of the Rogation days before the Ascension. And like 1 week ago, we also had the litanies and the procession, which are called the lesser or minor litanies. This practice originated already in the 5th century France, where all kinds of bad things and calamities happened. And the local bishop ordered 3 days of public penance to do reparation of people's sins. They would walk in procession singing psalms, and the bishop chose the 3 days preceding the Feast of the Ascension for these penitential days. Originally, each day's procession lasted for 6 hours, so if you would really want to get back into ancient traditions, we would walk and chant the litanies for the whole school day. They also received ashes on their heads, like you did, children, on Ash Wednesday. All walked barefoot, singing until they came to church where Holy Mass was said. But children, do you remember from Bishop's yesterday's sermon that we live in the funny times when lots of people think that in order to get to heaven, we should just do as little as possible? But back then, the Catholics did not think that way. On those times, which the modern world mockingly calls the Dark Ages, if the people believed in God, they were ready to give everything to Him. And I want to tell you about today's saint, Saint Athanasius, who truly was one of those people who gave everything to God. Children, if you love Jesus, you love Saint Athanasius. He was himself a bishop, but most of his life he had to fight against bad bishops called the Arians, who did not love Jesus and who claimed Jesus was not God. Saint Athanasius was banished 5 times from his see in Alexandria by these bad bishops. Children, your highest obedience has to be to the Catholic faith. When you grow up, some people, even some other Catholics who follow false bishops, might accuse you of being a rebel because you go to the Mass said in Latin, and to a Mass which is celebrated by a priest who preaches you the same things you have learned from your Catholic catechism in school. Or the people might say to you that your priest or bishop doesn't have the permission to say the Mass. If that happens, children, just remember Saint Athanasius and how he had to fight against many important men, even against other bishops, because he also believed the same things you study in your catechism. Saint Athanasius did everything he could to fight for the Church. He wrote and he preached, but he didn't just talk and write, he did also act. He even went into the dioceses of other bishops and ordained new priests there, without the authorization, that is, permission from the local bishops, these bishops being either Arians themselves or were in communion with the heretics. And one of the accusations against him, the same which you might hear sometimes, was that Saint Athanasius had illegally ordained priests in the other bishops' areas. But children, Saint Athanasius, who did all these things, is a great saint and doctor of the Church, and there is never anything illegal of believing and acting like a Roman Catholic. Sometimes you might also encounter people who say it is wrong to go to Mass, to any Mass, even the traditional Latin Mass, because one always needs the bishop's permission to say a Mass. Long time ago, Father Cicada coined these people as home aloners, because they chose to stay home on Sundays and not go to the Mass, even when it was available. Then you can again think of Saint Athanasius. He didn't care if he didn't have the permission of the local bishop or not. These so-called bishops were really the enemies of Jesus because they had denied him, saying he was not God. And there were still many people living under those bishops who were still friends of Jesus. So Saint Athanasius correctly thought, why should I help the enemies of Jesus in destroying the Holy Mass and let the people under them to go on living without the Mass? So he went to their territories and ordained true priests to say the true Mass, so that people under the false bishops might at least have true priests and have the sacraments to strengthen them in the times of persecution. Saint Athanasius was a true friend of Jesus, and you have to also be one in your life, children. I recently heard a true story about a true friendship which happened during the time of the Vietnam War. A boy was playing with his friends on the rice field when he stepped into a landmine. When the paramedics arrived, they realized that unless the boy would get a blood transfusion quickly, he would certainly die. There was no time to get any adult there because they were in a quite remote place. So they asked the boy's companions if any one of them would agree to the blood transfusion. All the boys were very scared of the idea, until finally one boy, very shakingly, said he would do it. After the procedure, the paramedics asked this boy that, there, it wasn't so bad, why were you so scared? To their surprise, they learned that this boy had thought they would drain all his blood, reducing him to nothing but a skeleton. The confused paramedics then asked, well, if you thought that, why did you agree to blood transfusion then? And the boy, with all sincerity, answered, because he is my friend. So children, remember, Jesus is your friend, and a friend who actually did drain his precious blood for you. And to remind you of this, Jesus has, through his church, said that you must go to Mass on Sundays and holy days, one of which is coming on this Ascension Thursday. Are you ready to do this very easy task to your friend? Unfortunately, there are many people in the world who would so much want to go to Mass and give their thanksgiving to Jesus, but they can't because they live too far away. Because of this, our bishops nowadays have to do the same things as Saint Athanasius, namely ordain priests to say the true Mass to the faithful all over the world. And unfortunately, there are also many people who could go to Mass, but they do not, because they think that doing this simple task to their friend Jesus is as troublesome as draining one's blood. But hopefully, children, you remember from the life of today's saint that it is one thing to say that you are a friend of Jesus. It is another to live like one. Saint Athanasius was a great preacher and doctor, but he would never have become such a great saint unless he had not been ready to also live like a friend of Jesus. You can think that if one of your friends in school would be in danger of death, wouldn't you agree to even give some of your blood to save him if you could? That's what Jesus has done to you, children, even after all the sins you have committed against God. All this because he is your friend. And never be afraid not only to say you are his friend too, but also to live like one, like holy Saint Athanasius did. God bless you, children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,